Welcome to the Venus Index Podcast. I'm John Barber. With me is Jen Collins. She placed 8th in our last contest. Go to venusindex.com if you're not there right now and check out her pictures. And we were just talking off air about most of the... Okay, so the contest, I don't know if people are going to recognize this as a theme. It's 12 weeks, right? And there's we all know that there's only so far we can... There's only so much we can do in 12 weeks. And also, if you follow reverse like the reverse taper style... It's like we don't encourage a crash, a 12-week crash either. So,
no.
But for a lot of women, the 12 weeks only captures a small piece of their full, bigger transformation. So that's another thing you and I were just talking about. So can you take us back to when you started with Venus and talk about that picture you're just, the event, that the turning point event on the beach?
Okay. Back in July, my husband and I went to the beach with my nephews, and I bought this bathing suit. It was like
July of which year?
2012.
Okay.
July of 2012. And, you know, we were taking pictures, just out there enjoying our day. And I come home and I download the pictures and I'm looking at these pictures and I was, you know, I was horrified. I was like, oh my God, you know, I can't believe that I look this way. And I was in tears. Like, I was just really upset. Mm. And at this time, I was like, okay, something, you know, I need to do something. So I really was, you know, I really wasn't like, you know, looking for anything. I was just kind of like, you know, really upset by that, and, you know, I was going through the motions or whatever, and so you fast forward to September of 2012, and I'm on my fitness pal. That's where I count my calories or whatnot.
Oh, right, yeah.
And,
okay, so hang on. So at that point, you already understand calorie counting?
Yes.
If you're on my fitness pal.
Well, I've been on MyFitnessPal since like October of 2011, and I got on it because I started doing this program called The New Rules of Lifting for Women, and you know, in it, I mean, it's a good program as far as like lifting weights, and that's what got me into wanting to lift heavy. But like, it, you know, it kept pushing like, oh, you know, you need to eat like 1,900 calories, and you need to eat, you know, eat three times or six times a day, and you make sure you get in protein. And I started doing that, but I just wasn't losing any weight, and like I actually gained weight, and I got really depressed about it. And that's when, like, I did that from like January to March, and my weight did not change at all, and I actually started to gain weight. Mm. And it just really depressed me, and so I kind of just like lost hope and motivation. Like, I just didn't feel like doing anything. Like, you know, my husband and I, we started going to this new gym, and you know, I really didn't feel like going anymore, and I would just kind of like just stay home or make up some type of excuse not to go. And
so that,
you know,
I can see how that would be pretty depressing if you actually followed some sort of instruction relatively close, like to the T, however you want to say it, and actually put you in the wrong direction, like you gained weight.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Because it was like, you need to eat, you know, 19, and I'm still confused. I'm not confused, but I'm still blown away at the fact that, you know, they wanted me to eat so many calories. Mm-hmm. And so anyways, you know, July goes, and, you know, we took those pictures, and I was, you know, horrified. And then fast forward to September, I was like, okay, I need to find something. There has to be something out there that I can do. I need to start a program. So I'm in my fitness pal, and I'm clicking through the success stories, and I come across Roberta's story, and I'm reading it, and it just resonates with me about how, you know, she's like, you know, for years she thought that she had to, you know, eat some X amount of calories, and she wasn't losing the fat, and you know, it just wasn't working for her. And I was just like, oh my God, this is exactly what I need. And like, I immediately like messaged her and was like, you know, hey, I want to know about this program that you're on, the Venus Index. What is it? And you know, she gave me the information. You know, she gave me your website and then her website, and I checked out her pictures. And I'm looking at her, I'm like, oh my God, like, you know, this woman looks amazing. Like, this is what I want. Like, I want to be in shape like this. Mm-hmm. And I immediately you know, I looked it over for a couple of days, and I just, you know, I went ahead and, you know, I just went ahead and got started. And that was like September, I started September 24th, so that was probably like, and that was like a Sunday, so that was probably like September 22nd, 23rd is when I found the program.
I love the fact that you can even remember the day of the week.
Yeah.
Okay, so Roberta's been an inspiration for a lot of people, actually. Did you even notice how old she was, like, in the picture?
I did. Yeah, because in the storyline, I think her heading was something like, you know, at 50, you know, getting me in the best shape at the age of 50 or something. Mm-hmm. And so I went, you know, and that's what made me click on it. And I clicked on it, and I looked at her pictures, and I was, like, blown away. Like, oh, my God, she looks amazing. Mm-hmm. You know, this is what I want to aspire to, you know, my goals and, you know, how I want to set myself up.
Okay,
so that way I can have like longevity.
So it's Sunday and you're in. So then what?
So I start, you know, I'm clicking through the community, and you know, which is, by the way, the best creation that, you know, for anybody that's going through, you know, there's this change or this process, because, you know, being able to reach out to these women and, you know, talk to people from different walks of life, or, you know, because everyone starts at different points in their life. It's just amazing that we all can come to this community and, you know, get help and advice. And I found Sheila Kibbs' profile, and she actually was just going through VT6. And, you know, so I was messaging her, and she basically really helped me set up how I was going to do my, you know, how I was going to set up my eating routine, which was, you know, going off of the body centric manual for my height, which is 5'5". So I would eat 1300 calories a day. And then, you know, I would do two 24 hour fasts. And, you know, and then the other days I eat normal. And when I break my fast, I try to only eat like 800-900 calories. And it worked for me. Like, I started immediately getting results. The weight just started falling off. I loved the exercises. I loved that, you know, every week it was something different, and it makes you want to push yourself and challenge yourself to see, like, you know, how much more weight you can do, or just making sure that you're keeping proper form and really feeling, you know, you working those specific muscles. And I've never sweated so much in my life doing these workouts. Like, it felt like I was, you know, doing a cardio workout as well. Like, I love it.
Yeah, they're designed to be a little bit of both.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's good. So then, and you said something important, that you reached out to Sheila and she sort of coached you a little bit. That happens like all the time in the women's community, and I'm only finding this out through interviews. Like, we don't prompt any of that, right? So
no.
It's the community sort of, like, it just figures it's like people do text message buddy things, like where they reach out to each other and have, like, every time I talk to a Venus, I find more out about what's going on there. So I think I might start I think we might start facilitating more of that stuff if people want it. I don't exactly know how, but, you know, I don't know. I'm going to put it out there. It's because there's more going on in that community than definitely the guys don't use it the same way the girls do. You guys are more, make more use out of it, from what I'm gathering. So, okay, yeah. So you're moving along. So then how do you decide about the contest?
Well, so, you know, I see, you know, basically Sheila became like my mentor. Like, we would email each other, we text with each other. Like, you know, she was like my support rock. And I've always referred to her like, this is my Venus mentor. And, you know, she's just, you know, a great woman. And so I'm seeing her go through the contest, and I'm like, man, you know, this is like, you know, I saw her before, and then, like, and then I saw you know, her transformation at the end of 12 weeks. And I was like, man, like, you know, I want to see, like, how far I can push myself in 12 weeks. So I was like, okay, I'm just going to try it and see, you know, how much I can change within my 12 weeks. So that's what was my deciding factor, as far as, like, okay, I want to try doing contests and just see what I can do with it.
Good, good. And then, and so it wasn't really scary because you had a mentor.
Well, no, it wasn't really scary, but honestly, like I said, I felt like, okay, so when I did it from September to December, like, you know, I was really on it, and I was, you know, really strict. I don't want to say strict with my diet. Like, I was just really mindful of my diet. Like, I was making sure I was eating the amount of calories that I needed to eat, and, you know, not going over. And, you know, and the workouts are easy to me. I can do the workouts like it's nothing. Like, it's a no-brainer. But when it comes down to me losing weight, it's all about the diet. And so from, you know, like I was saying, from September to December, I was on it. Well, from January to April, it was a little bit harder for me, because it was, you know, coming off of the holidays, my birthday, my husband's birthday, you know, just a lot of events that were coming up, and, you know, that involved eating and being around family. And I just didn't feel that I was hitting my calorie goals. Like, I was actually, you know, overeating a little bit. Mm-hmm. I managed to still lose some weight, but not as much as when I did it from September to December. I mean, my metrics changed. Like, I definitely lost inches, and, you know.
Oh, yeah, you can see in your pictures you did.
Yeah.
So, but it's all improvement, though. So from September all the way to April, what's your do you know your total change so far?
I've lost around 28 pounds. And as far as my inches, I haven't really totaled them all up. I'd have to look over my notes to get you the exact.
Yeah, sure. Well, yeah. If you can find those, maybe after the show, we can post them. But that's the important narrative. It's still progress, right? Like, it's still anything
I'm
forward
still,
is.
I'm happy with what I've achieved as of this point.
Well, you should be, because
Yeah.
of course, there's a big change. And okay, how about this? Do you find it hard to stop and actually appreciate it? Like, even because you still, I know you've entered VT8, and your eye is to go even further and hit your metrics, which I have no doubt that you will. But do you struggle to like be like, this is like, at the same time appreciate how far you've come, but also want more? Like, can you? You know what I'm
Yes.
saying? Is you struggle to be
Yeah.
able to just stop and smell the roses along the way, sort of thing?
It's
Because I mean, you
yeah, I
do
mean I
look
do.
great already.
Thank you. Yes and no, because it's like I see one. It's sometimes it's hard for me to see the difference, but I know the difference because, definitely the clothes that I wear are a lot smaller. They look a lot better. I'm noticing in my arms, I'm noticing that there's a lot more definition. So I'm seeing it, but at the same time, it's like I know that I can make myself look better. So it's like this constant want to push myself even more because I'm not at my metrics. Like I want to know what I'm going to look like when I'm there. Like I appreciate where I'm at right now, and because it's such a huge difference. And I've been at this weight before, but because I'm doing the weights now, like I just feel like my shape is so much different. Like it looks so much better. I'm actually gonna have to show you these pictures too. Like I did this diet back in 2010, the metabolic diet. I don't know if you've heard of that. And I started around the same weight that I started Venus, and I ended around the same weight that I'm at now. But when you look at my, if you look at me today and look at my after pictures for that program, like I look completely different. Like I still look like I don't have any muscle definition. I still feel like I look, my face and stuff looks a little, puffy or chubby. And it's just amazing how like doing the Venus, index, like I just look completely different,
So
with the diet and
that's your sort of proof to yourself. That's a very good experiment that body weight in and of itself doesn't mean anything if it doesn't have shape and composition
Exactly.
as part of it.
Yes.
Well, that's powerful to, that's I'm glad you pointed that out, because some people, like, no matter how much I say it, they need to hear people say, no, I've been this weight before and it didn't look like this. I get it, kind of the shape really does matter. And
Yes, it
it's and
does.
very few people actually have either photo proof or even memory proof of what they look like if they've been that weight before. It's kind of hard for them to line up, like, oh, I really do look different at the same weight.
Well, I mean, even when, well, I was active duty Air Force, and I maintained between like 140 and 147, and back when I was doing that, like I just did cardio, 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 and like I maybe lifted a little bit of weights, but it was all high reps, very lightweight. And I actually, you were talking about community. This is like off subject, but I recently just created like a secret Facebook group for the Venus Index ladies for all of us, so that way we can like connect a little bit better. And I posted this picture in there of myself back when I was this around the same weight that I am today, and I just look so gauntly. Like I look so like you could tell like I only did cardio. Like I just look really lean, and it just no muscle at all, and my face just I don't know it just doesn't I don't know it just I just didn't like I'm looking back on that picture now, and all I see is just me being skinny, not being in shape, and having like good muscle definition at all. Like it's crazy.
Pardon me. Yeah, shape matters.
It does.
Okay, so moving forward.
I want to I want to do VT8, and this time when I did VT7, I didn't really do a lot of cardio. And I'm not going to do crazy cardio this round, but what I have been doing as of lately is I've been walking on my treadmill for like 30 minutes doing like fasted cardio, and I do it like at different inclines, and I feel like it's really helping me. Like I've been reading when I've read in the community the Eat Stop Eat, and some of the forums, like the women talk about doing fasted cardio, and I was like, okay, I want to look more into this, and I want to see like if it'll benefit me. And so I've been doing it, and I really feel like it's going to be it's going to be that missing ingredient that I need to get me closer to my metrics and get me closer to how I want to see myself.
And as far as the actual weight workouts, which program you follow? Do you mix it up, or do you just follow it as laid out?
Yeah, I follow the programs as they're laid out. I'm the type of person where I just need to be told what to do. And so, and that's what I love about this program is like, it's like here is 12 weeks worth of workouts, and boom, knock it out, and that's all you have to do. And that's basically what I do.
Good. That's good. Yeah. So no point in thinking any further past that.
No.
Okay. Well, this might. Do you have any questions for me?
No, not really. Like, I just, I mean, no, I don't. I love the program and I like everything that it's about.
Okay. 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 So, final words of advice for other Venuses.
I would definitely say to just trust the process, and if you can do all the working out in the world, like even with this program, but if you're not going to be mindful of your calories, especially if you're trying to lose the weight, then I really don't see you getting any losing the fat and losing the weight like you want to. So whether you're following RTD or the body centric manual, just be mindful of your calories and getting your workouts, because doing those two things together, that's going to give you the best results. And just stick with it. You're going to have good days, you're going to have bad days. Our bodies are, they're a crazy, they're just, it's all, your body is crazy. It's going to do what it wants, and nobody's body is like the other. So you just got to be patient. And I'm very impatient with changes and results. I like want it ASAP, but as long as you just keep with it and stay positive, like you're going to get the results that you want.
And a final word about the community, your take on it.
I love it. Definitely get involved. Reaching out to these women, who are going through the exact same things that you're going through, it really helps to know that, hey, this person is struggling in this area as well, and you can get some tips and advice from them, or maybe you could help somebody else out and give them, shed some light on doing something in a different way, or just help, helping them. Like just having that woman-to-woman connection and being able to reach out, like it really helps if you get involved. And I think, like, for your sake of mind, like having people to talk to other than your family, because they may not understand what you're going through, or why you're wanting to go through it. So having these women there in that community to talk about, fitness or how to eat, or how many calories to eat, it's really helpful. And I think, like, you'll benefit from it.
All right, that's great. So I think that's a good place to leave it. Well, okay, so well, congratulations on your progress so far, and I look forward to seeing what you produce next in VT8.
Oh,
So
thank you.
for Jen Collins, I'm John Barbin, and that's your Venus Index podcast.